But I think we have Dr. Oz on the phone.
I love Dr.
Oz. He is a problem solver, Dr. Oz. Hey, Dr. Oz.
Well, good morning. I'm thinking about billboard ideas for you.
Oh,
yeah,
thank you.
Can you come up with one? Seriously, you know everything. You're
it's
like
hard.
The smartest man on the planet.
Yeah.
I think, is it strange for you? Because I think a lot of women, I mean, a ton of women watch Dr. Oz.
He's the best.
The show.
Yes.
And you're a sex symbol to these ladies.
Well, thank you, Frank.
Really? I was like, every woman yeah. I know is like, oh, I love, I'm in love with Dr.
You know
Oz.
Why? Because he's smart and he's handsome, and you feel like he's got the answers to take care of you. That's a good combination.
Well, I tortured my teachers going through med school, so I think this is sort of payback, because now I can't walk through the streets without getting questions asked, which is, I think, a fair return on investment. But it has been fun. I've got a bunch of people. There are probably 200 people working on the show now, and they're always pumping me with information. So it's not just me, but you're kind of say that.
It takes a team.
I mean, do you ever just want to just get away from people? I mean, you're eating dinner, and you have people coming up to you and saying, look at this mole. Is this cancer? I mean, you're like, get away from me. I'm trying to eat, you know, I'm trying to eat dinner.
I just collect the copay, and then we go.
Oh. Well, see, now I'm hesitant because I do have a serious question for Dr. I know. Well,
here, Dr. Oz, Heidi is a hypochondriac.
I know, but sometimes, legitimately, I do have stuff wrong with me.
No, Heidi, ask. I am very serious. I love when people come up and ask me questions, because if I don't know the answer,
okay,
then I find out the answer, and I learn, too. That's how
okay.
medicine progresses.
So, Dr. Oz, I have, and this is a real thing, and I'm like, I love that I have a doctor on the phone. I could talk to you for 3 hours. But when I work out, somebody pointed this out to me when I was working out with somebody. When I work out, like do a hardcore, like plyometric workout or something, or down and doing push-ups, when I stand up, my lips are purple. And somebody said, whoa, what's going on with you? Your lips are really purple.
Which ones?
Is it just your lips?
Oh, my. And my fingertips.
Oh, so fingertips down. And is it all the lips or just part of the lips?
I guess mainly the corners of my lips or something. But I feel fine. I'm not winded. Like, I'm in great shape. I don't feel like there's anything wrong with me. But somebody pointed it out, and I was like, and then I looked in the mirror and went, ooh, that's freaking me out.
So a couple of things. First off, when people have parts of their body that turn blue, especially the lips or the fingers,
mm-hmm.
One of the things we always worry about is whether there's a shunt in the body. In other words, if there's a possibility of the blood to bypass the lungs, then they'll turn blue, because the lungs are what clean the blood, turn it from blue back to red. That's why your body's red, not blue. So, for example, when kids are born, they have a hole in their heart. The blood will shunt across the hole. It won't go to the lungs, and therefore they turn blue when they exercise.
So, when I see Heidi, I think shunt.
Oh, how dare you.
I do.
did you say shunt?
Hey, maybe we can come up with our new campaign.
Yeah, we are working it out here. Marketing.
Shunt in the morning.
Yeah.
Wait, so I should have what? Who
shunt
should I go?
Up, Heidi.
Should I go see like a rheumatologist or something?
No. I think you. If I were you, I'd get an echocardiogram of my heart. So they should take a radar picture of your heart, an ultrasound of your heart, to look to see if there's a hole in the heart. And if you don't have a hole there and your lungs are okay, then don't worry about it. There are some people who, because of the way they exercise, when they really push themselves hard, they pull all the oxygen out of the blood,
yeah,
and then they'll turn a little bit blue. So either you're a stud or a shunt, as Frank was saying,
yeah,
able to exercise, just make sure you don't have an actual heart, a hole in the heart.
Oh, Dr. Oz, you don't know what you're doing to me here, because Heidi, because she comes in every day with something. She's the one that goes to WebMD all the time and freaks herself out.
I know, my doctor says stay off the internet, but I do have, my lips turn purple, Frank. It's a real thing. I'm not imagining it, and somebody else pointed it out. That they turn purple. That's not normal.
The good thing about health today is that there are some numbers and things that are knowable, and there's some that aren't. If the things aren't knowable, like the chance that you might get cancer 10 years from now, then don't worry about it. But if there's something that's knowable, like do you have a hole in your heart, know about it. Because the warning of having a blue lip is just a cool little insight. But if you know you have a hole in the heart, there are other problems that could arise. So why not know about it? But, you know, we go around the country doing these free clinics, these 15-minute screening tests. And that's what I'm doing this week, by the way. I'm traveling all over different cities. And every time I run into people who have for the first time realized that their blood pressure was off or their cholesterol numbers were weird, at first they're a little scared because they don't want to know the numbers. They don't want the bad news. But then once they know it, they feel empowered because now they can focus in on what the real issues are. So, Heidi, first of all, congratulations for working out. And secondly, if you, in fact, do have a problem with a shunt, let's figure it out.
Okay. So it's fixable, maybe. Right.
Well, it's by the way, almost always these are fixable.
Could she die?
Or you don't
Why
need
are you
to,
smiling?
I'm just saying.
You're smiling. You've never been happier.
Could she die?
Frank.
If she has a hole in her heart, the big risk is stroke.
How?
It's not the blood shunt.
Can you imagine that I'm going to start doing a show like this every day? Although maybe it'd be good for ratings.
Your face out. I got a question for you, Dr. Oz. Medical question.
Oh goodness.
Sure.
If you were to total the number of bones, if you added both feet together, like the bones and the feet together, how many would there be?
Probably about 40, I guess. I think there's 206 bones in the body, and most of them are in the hands and the feet.
Dang it, he knows his stuff.
Actually, there's 52. I was just testing you. If you totaled the bones and both feet together, it's 52. Actually, the feet are the most bony thing you have. It's like 25% of all your bones are located in your feet.
Nutty.
I love this. I'm going to have Frank on the show.
I would love to be on your show.
Me too.
Factoids. They come out every Monday and just give little important factoids, like how many bones are in the feet. I love this.
Season 4 premiere of Dr. Oz is Monday, September 10th. By the way, I follow you on Twitter. I saw one of your Twitter pictures of Dr. Oz can party.
He's a party hound.
Little dancing
hey,
celebration.
Hey, Dr. Oz, do you want to go to the Playboy Mansion on the 15th? We're having our big coming out party.
What are you coming out about?
We're the brand new show here.
I got it.
Yeah. He's teasing me now.
Congratulations on the show.
Thank you.
Kudos to you. Unfortunately, I'm on the East Coast because we're taping
a show. It's the Playboy Mansion.
I know. And I don't think my wife would appreciate it, but yeah. I could ask her.
Mrs. Oz. Yeah. Mrs. Oz.
I want to bring Mrs. Oz.
No.
You're thinking of dancing. Guess who I'm dancing with on Wednesday?
Who?
Michelle Obama.
Oh, nice. Get.
I fell in love with her the other night.
Yeah.
She gave a great talk, I'll tell you. And she's a pistol in a lot of ways. But she challenged me to a jump roping competition, which you'll have to watch, unfortunately, because I'm not going to admit what happened there. but we danced.
So that's Wednesday, September 12th. You're going to have First Lady Michelle Obama.
Yeah.
And then season premiere Monday, September 10th.
Season premiere is Monday, and I'm going to do a big show about a product that a lot of people have been hearing about, green coffee bean extract. We did our own trial with 100 people to try to figure out if it works. And then I'm going to talk to you about a very serious issue, which is the reality that people are using my name illegally.
Oh.
And I want people to be aware of it. Listen, we talk about things on the show all the time, but I never, ever sell anything. And if you see my name on the web...
It's not you.
They're lying to you because I don't ever do that kind of stuff. And so there are people who are being tricked into buying all kinds of crazy things, mangosteen, you know, raspberry ketones, all people saying that I'm endorsing products. You're being sold junk. It's usually not what's even in the packet that's being promised, and they're stealing your money. So if they're lying about my name, and again, if my name is there, they're probably lying to you.
All right.
Well, thank you, Dr. Oz, for being on the show. And I mean, you ever are out here in L.A., I want you to stop in and hang out with us, okay?
We're all the time, and I'll come visit next time I'm out there.
Thanks, Dr.
Care.
Oz.
Definitely.
You too.
Thank you so much. Now, we are going to come right back with more of your marketing ideas, Dr. Oz. You know,
have a shunt, Frank. A shunt.
Yes, I've had a shunt for like the last 12 years.